Hello and welcome to the second annual Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. On behalf of Capstone Performance Solutions Incorporated and Women in Manufacturing Georgia, we are excited to be here with you today as we celebrate Women in Excellence. And this event podcast is made possible by NEMA Incorporated. Visit www.nemainc.com. More room to grow. I am your host, Amanda Pierce, joined by an iron sister, Gloriana Te. She is with Claritas, and she is supporting this event today as a sponsor.
Yes. Oh, so I first came to the conference they had last year, WIM South, and the energy at that conference was just amazing. It was like such a positive environment of women supporting women. And I have a background supporting manufacturing. I'm a chemical engineer by training. I used to lead a team for a specialty chemicals company that did product development, commercialization. And so I just felt like I had found my people.
Talking more about your involvement with women in manufacturing and your background as an engineer, how do people in this room fit into your world at Claritas?
Yeah, great question. So at Claritas, I provide leadership development and consulting services around talent management. The focus really is for equipping leaders to connect with the head and the heart. And because of my background, we are really looking to niche down to supporting leaders of technical teams and STEM professionals.
So talk about what sets your leadership and development and consulting firm apart from others. You mentioned focusing on the leaders, the head and the heart, but put that into real world application.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the most important things around leadership is emotional intelligence, right? It actually is twice as important as technical skills. And the good news about emotional intelligence is that it can be developed. You know, I think engineers get a bad rap for maybe not having high emotional intelligence. And I really want to, dispel that myth. I think part of it is how it's being taught. Like, I want to be able to help engineers with that by providing them data about themselves. And that's a way for them to really understand, this is how I need to change my behavior so I can show up as a better leader.
Data about themselves. Sounds like an internal SWOT analysis of sorts.
It's not that complicated.
Very intriguing.
I use assessments. It's a great way to provide that information. And there's literally thousands of assessments out there, but there's a handful that I found that are very, very effective. And those are the ones that we use.
That work. Mm-hmm. I hear a round of applause in the back, and I don't want to keep you from the excitement, but I am curious because this has been a resounding theme with Dr. Woodard here. And I'll leave you with the last question. What is leadership excellence to you, Gloriana?
That's a great question. There's actually a formula for excellence.
Do tell.
Excellence equals quality times acceptance. And it comes from Six Sigma. A lot of times we focus on the quality side, like what are the skills you need, and we forget the acceptance part. And it's not an addition equation. So if you have the best tools out there, but you can't get buy-in, you can't get people on board, you fail at acceptance. You imagine the best idea is a 10. You need at least a 6 to get a passing grade. So excellence is really hard to achieve, and we have to keep both of those components in mind.
Now, I admire your way of thinking. For those listening who are curious about you or learning more about your company, how can they find you?
Yes. So my name's really easy to find on LinkedIn, Gloriana Te, T-E-H, or the website is Claritas, clarity with an S, consultcoach.com. So no Y, just put an S there, A-S.
Gloriana, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Amanda.